Praise the Lord. Now let's talk about successful worship dance ministry. Let's talk about living a fulfilled, worshipful life. And we're going to get our inspiration from the prophetess Hannah in Luke. Let's read together Luke 22. And I'm going to go on to the 33rd verse. Actually, I'm sorry. Let me just do that again. Let's read Luke 22 on to the 37th verse. And I'm reading from the King James Version. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went to the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God. Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now be dismissed me, your servant, in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. And the child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed him and said to Mary, his mother, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed and a sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to whom who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. So far the scriptures. Anna, the prophetess, the widow, worship, and a revelation of Christ. How do you have an Anna revelation of who Christ is? Anna had a special revelation of Christ that many didn't see. And it was really unique because during this time, the prophets had not spoken. There was a period in history from when the Old Testament ended and the birth of Christ where the New Testament began, where God's prophetic voice was silent. However, the Lord chose to reveal the destiny and the purpose of the Christ child to this prophetess, even though others could not hear or see. He might have been silent to everyone else, but he wasn't silent to her. This child looked like an ordinary baby. This child was in this family was one of thousands that would come to the temple to be dedicated to the Lord and circumcised on the eighth day as the scriptures mandated. But he wasn't. He was the Christ child. He was the Messiah. He was the one coming, the sent one, the deliverer, the healer, our salvation, our wonderful counselor, mighty God. Oh, the government rested upon the shoulders of this child, but the others could not see that. That was not revealed to them. But it was revealed to this prophetess, Anna. And I'm telling you, if you and I look at Anna's life, we will see keys to how Christ can be revealed to us in the revelation that he has for the world and for us personally. First of all, Anna, her name means grace. So she was a lady of grace, a woman of grace, and she received a whole lot of grace from the Lord. She had an unfortunate beginning. She was married, like most normal women during that time were. However, her husband died only 7 years after she was married, so she was a young widow, just about in her 20s. And the theologians feel that she didn't marry again. But can you imagine being a widow that young? So she did not just grieve the loss of her husband, but she also grieved the loss of her life, a life that would not be, a life of marital bliss, a life of children, a life of grandchildren. That was all gone and taken away when she lost her husband. But however, when we looked at just a few verses of her life in Scripture, we see that she did not allow this misfortune to make her grumpy, to make her discontented, to make her sad. She had every reason to mope and complain and be a negative person and chip on her shoulder, but she didn't. She had grace, and she was gracious. And this is what her life was about. It said Anna continued in the temple day and night. She stayed in the house of the Lord. She stayed in the presence of the Lord. She stayed around spiritual things. She stayed around things of God. She listened to music about God. She was around people of God. She did things that would help God, would serve God, that would bring her closer to God, day and night, continually. You want to have a revelation of Christ? You want to have a revelation of a Christ-centered choreography? You want to have a revelation of how to be a dynamic worship leader that will bring about atmosphere of healing? Continue staying in the presence of the Lord. Continually be in the temple. Continually be in the things of God, his word, his music, his people. Continue and you will get a revelation of Christ. For the nations, and for your life. Because remember, a prophetess has the gift and the special anointing to hear from God, to be a mouthpiece for God, to be a spokesperson for God. Some prophets can see a vision into the future. They have dreams and they have visions that they either say or they write down. And some prophets can just have discernment about a situation and how to pray and how to move. And you want to be a good prophet, an accurate prophet, be like Anna. Be continually in the things of God, in the presence of the Lord, in the temple. And then it also said that Anna worshipped. She worshipped when she was there. She wasn't there just sitting in the pew being bumping a log. She wasn't there for cosmetics reasons only. She was there to worship. She was there to serve. And that word worship there, and some translations say serve and some say worship, but it means the same thing as giving over sacrificial offerings to the Lord, doing works for God. be like Anna, worship continually. And it says she continually worship. Oh, worship day, worship night. Worship at work, worship at home. Worship on the beach, worship in a ski resort. Worship, worship, continually worship your Father in heaven. Worship at school. Worship when you feel like it. Worship when you don't. Worship when you're sick. Worship when you're well. Worship when you're lonely. Worship when you're content. Worship. Continually worship. And you will have a revelation of Christ. You will have a revelation of the Redeemer. You will have a revelation of the healer, of the deliverer. You will have a prophetic vision. You will have a prophetic word that others will not see or know, even when God, it seems like God is silent and he feels like he's silent. You'll be like Anna. And another thing that Anna did was she fasted and prayed. And I thought it was interesting in this scripture, Luke, when he talked about her, he put fast first. What is fasting? It's not eating, closing your mouth, not having food or drink on purpose. Not because you forgot to cook or you don't have food in the house. No, you are going to not eat or drink so that you can just be open to the spiritual things of God. You can just drink of God, eat of the Lord, of his word. And you're sacrificing, you're afflicting your body for a purpose, to hear from God, to see God. Some things only come out by prayer and fasting. That's what Jesus said. He also said, when you fast, so we have to fast. For you to have anointed dynamic, especially dance ministry, and your dance is different from Dancing from the Stars, and I bet you can dance, or I think you can dance. I don't watch the show, so I don't know. So that your dance could be pure worship that makes a difference, and it doesn't look like amateur Christian entertainment, you're going to have to fast. I love you. I'm your friend, and I know it's holidays. But, baby, so that you won't be bored and I won't be bored, and you do it, and we're doing the same movements over again 500 times. Why can't I don't have any movement vocabulary. Yes, I want you to take choreography basics and technique, and I'm going to be working with you ministers who want to go into full-time ministry. And also I'm going to be certifying some of you as teachers, but guess what? With all that, you still have to lay down your plate. You're going to have to do it. You're going to have to fast. Like this woman, you wouldn't even know that she was a widow. She had the grace and the joy and the open heart and mind to have a revelation of Christ. And then she was praying. Yes, praying. I know it sounds like Christianity 101. You're like, Justin, this is this is kindergarten stuff. Well, yes, but we have to come back to it on a daily basis. We have to pray. It's nothing secret. It's nothing deep. You don't have to stand in one of those long prophecy lines. Pray. Pray, pray, pray. And especially if you're ready for God to move your ministry into a level where it really is ministry, where it's effective. And when you dance and when you sing and when you shout and when you draw and when you preach and when you teach, lives will be changed. People will, after seeing you, they will be different. After hearing you, they will be healed. If you want that level, you're going to have to pray. Rehearsing and practicing is only part of it. And you're going to have to lead your teams in prayer. You're going to have to go to prayer meetings. You're going to have to lead your own prayer meetings. You're going to have to pray by yourself. Pray with other people. Pray while you're driving. This is prayer, praying, just like Anna did. And the last thing I want to go over is because she was continually in the house of the Lord. She worshiped and served in the presence of the Lord, in the house of the Lord. She fasted. She prayed. She received this revelation of Christ the Redeemer. And that's what the world needs now. They need to know who Jesus is, that Jesus is the Redeemer. He's the one that saves the world. And he's the only one. There's no God but him.
They need to know that. And that's what Anna did. She told the others. She saw the Christ child, and she said, look, this is the Christ child who was sent, and he's come to save the nations. And she told everyone. She didn't keep it to herself. She was bold, and it didn't matter that she was a woman. It didn't matter that she didn't have a husband, that she didn't have a son. It didn't matter all the condemnation or the ridicules that society might have put on her at that time. It didn't matter. She spoke boldly about the Christ child. And when we do like Anna and be like Anna, we will be a prophetess like her, and we will be bold in our ministry. We will be bold in our singing. We will be bold in our dancing. We will be bold in our preaching and our loving and our giving and our serving and our ushering, whatever we do, and our playing our instruments and our interceding. We will be bold, and we will go forth and tell of the goodness of the Lord. So during this season, in Christendom, on the Christian calendar, we call it the Advent season, which is the celebration of the coming of Emmanuel, God with us. So during this season, as we celebrate him, as we're preparing for our extraordinary, excellent, magnificent dance presentations, remember Anna. And be like her. And you will know and receive the revelation of the Christ child.